Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's firm commitment to support early and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. 12 members including George Kurian and Ravneet Singh Bittu of BJP and Abhishek Manu Singhvi of Congress elected unopposed to Rajya Sabha. Nomination process for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ends. Scrutiny tomorrow. Student protesters clash with police at several places in Kolkata. Demand resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over RG Kar Medical College incident. Kerala government forms SIT to probe crimes against women in Malayalam film industry in the wake of Justice Hema Committee report. Actor Mohanlal resigns as president of Malayalam Movie Artists Association. And heavy rain disrupts normal life in several parts of Gujarat and Bihar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict. In a telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission with his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of bilateral ties, including cooperation in trade, defence, energy, health, agriculture, space and technology. They also exchanged views on global geopolitical developments, the shared concerns and aspirations of the Global South and advancing engagements in BRICS, IBSA and G20. In his opening remarks at the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place on November 18th and 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. He appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building a just world and a sustainable planet. Dr. Jaishankar noted that the strategic partnership between India and Brazil, which was established in 2006, has diversified over the years.
Our strategic partnership, which was established in 2006, has deepened and diversified over the years. It now spans a very wide range of domains, defense, space and security, including cyber, to trade and investment, oil and natural gas, biofuels, agriculture, animal husbandry, food processing, health and medicine, traditional medicine, science, technology, culture and people-to-people relations. We have a substantial bilateral trade basket. It has by and large gone up in the last year. We also have a very important energy cooperation between our two countries.
In the Rajya Sabha by-polls today, 9 members from BJP, 2 from NDA allies and 1 from Congress have been elected unopposed. The BJP candidates include George Kurian from Madhya Pradesh, Ravneet Singh Bittu from Rajasthan, Manan Kumar Mishra from Bihar, Mishan Ranjan Das and Rameshwar Teli from Assam, Rajiv Bhattacharji from Tripura, Kiran Chaudhary from Haryana, Dheer Shil Patil from Maharashtra and Mamata Mohanta from Odisha. Abhishek Manu Singhvi of Congress was elected unopposed from Telangana. NCP Ajit Pawar faction's Nitin Patil got elected from Maharashtra and RLM's Upendra Kushwaha made it to the upper house from Bihar. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of September. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of August. Voting for the next 2 phases will be held on 25th September and 1st October. The results will be announced on 4th of October. Out of the 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. The BJP today released the third list of its 29 candidates for the ensuing assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Devinder Singh Rana from Nagrota seat, Pawan Gupta from Udhampur West seat, Chaudhry Abdul Ghani from Poonch Haveli seat, and Baldev Raj Sharma from the Mata Vaishno Devi seat. The names of the candidates have been approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader, Ghulam Muhammad Mir, from Doru Assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest from Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West Assembly constituency. Jananayak Janata Party, JJP, and Azad Samaj Party, Kanshi Ram, ASP, have formed an alliance from the upcoming Haryana Assembly elections. JJP leader Dushyant Singh Chautala and ASP President Chandrasekhar Azad made the announcement at the joint press conference in New Delhi. Mr. Chautala said the alliance will contest on all 90 Assembly constituencies in Haryana, with JJP fighting on 70 seats while ASP contesting on 20.
70 सीटों पर जननायक जनता पार्टी चुनाव लड़ेगी और 20 सीटों पर आजाद समाज पार्टी काशीराम चुनाव लड़ेगी। दोनों पार्टियां मिलकर पूरे प्रदेश का रोडमैप जल्द आपके बीच में पब्लिश कर देंगे। जोन जोन से जिले हमने चुने हैं उनके अंदर कैसे कैसे सीट शेयरिंग होगा वो भी अलग से आपके बीच में हम टाइमली दे देंगे नॉमिनेशन से पहले।
Haryana will go to polls on the 1st of October in a single phase. The counting of votes will take place on the 4th of October, along with Jammu and Kashmir. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. In Kolkata, reports of clashes between police and protesters were received from Howrah Bridge, Foreshore Road and Santragachi in Howrah as student groups hold the Nabonna Abhiyan rally. Protesters are demanding the resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over RG Card Medical College and Hospital incident. Protesters were stopped at various locations as they breached the barricades. Police used lathi charge, water cannons and tear gas to disperse the crowd. The state government has already imposed prohibitory orders near Nabonna, preventing the assembly of 5 or more persons. The first meeting of the National Task Force, NTF, formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals was held today. The meeting was chaired by Cabinet Secretary, in which all members including Home Secretary and Health Secretary were present. The meeting discussed in detail on various issues and the members put forth their suggestions. The NTF members informed that they have been approached directly by various stakeholders and have individually received almost 300 to 400 suggestions. Our correspondent reports that Union Health Ministry has created a national portal on its website under the title Suggestions to NTF for seeking suggestions from individuals and different stakeholders across the country.
The national portal, which has been created by the Health Ministry, has become operational from today. Suggestions of major stakeholders and those received on the portal will be collated by the Ministry for further consideration of the members of National Task Force. The Union Health Secretary, along with NTF members, will have wider consultations with various major stakeholders. States have also been requested to provide information on the security measures available in the medical institutions in the state. A meeting will also be held tomorrow through video conference to discuss short-term measures regarding security of medical professionals with state chief secretaries and DGPs. The meeting will be co-chaired by Union Home Secretary and Union Health Secretary. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Kerala government has formed a 7-member special investigation team, SIT, to probe the crime against women in the Malayalam film industry. The move came following Justice K. Hema Committee report, which detailed rampant harassment and abuse faced by women professionals in the industry. In a related development, actor Mohanlal resigned as the president of the Association of Malayalam Movie Artists, or AMMA, today. In the wake of the Justice Hema Committee report, Mohanlal and the entire 16-member executive committee of AMMA collectively stepped down. heavy rain has disrupted normal life in several parts of Gujarat and Bihar. In Gujarat, the rainfall is reported to be more than 99% of the season's average, with a total of 880 millimeters. According to the Gandhinagar State Emergency Operations Center, 9 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents at different locations in the state, while one person is still missing. Transport service has also been affected as 433 state routes are closed. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea until 30th of August. Currently, 14 NDRF teams and 22 state disaster response force teams are deployed across the state for rescue operations. More than 70 people have been rescued so far. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel reviewed the flood situation and took stock of the rescue operations today. We have a report.
Morbi and Rajkot in Saurashtra region, while Anand Kheda and Vadodara districts in central Gujarat witnessed severe waterlogging today. More than 23,000 people have been shifted to safer locations and over 1,600 people have been rescued in the state. State Cabinet Minister Rishikesh Patel said the government is focusing on safe evacuation of the people to avoid any untoward incidents.
मंत्री श्री ने आज पूरे गुजरात के सभी कलेक्टर्स और सभी जवाबदार अधिकारियों के साथ बैठक की और बाकी का जो फोर्स उसको डिप्लॉय करना था वो भी किया. उसके हिसाब से सतत पैनी नजर अब मुख्यमंत्री की थी, उसकी वजह से कम कैजुअलिटी और कम से कम डैमेजेस के साथ ये विपदा को हम पार कर सके.
In view of the waterlogging, primary schools will remain closed for tomorrow in flood-affected districts. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In Bihar, several rivers including Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda are in full spate, causing flood in more than 7 districts. Bhagalpur, Katihar, Khagaria, Patna and Munger districts are the most affected. More from our correspondent.
In Bhagalpur district, more than 8 blocks are flood affected due to rising water level of Ganga River. Naugachhia, Kahalgaon, Sultanganj, Ismailpur, Gopalpur, Rangra and Narayanpur are most affected due to fury of flood. Displaced people have taken shelters in relief camps and other higher places. District administration has started community kitchens for flood victims. In Patna district, 76 schools located in riverine and low-lying areas have been closed in view of flood. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Maharashtra is celebrating the festival of Dahi Handi with fervor and enthusiasm. Our correspondent reports that Mumbai and the surrounding areas, famous for their Dahi Handi celebrations, are showcasing a blend of practice, tradition and social awareness.
The Govinda Pathaks, who have trained for months, are breaking the Dahi Handis, suspended high in the air by forming multi-layered human pyramids. The festivities, which began in the morning with these Pathaks building the pyramids to honor the occasion, are now gaining momentum. Political parties have announced huge cash prizes for the winners. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar were present to witness the festivities. In the Girgaon area of Mumbai, known for its Dahi Handi culture, a strong social message was conveyed through Chitra Raths, mainly focusing on atrocities against women. In Vesave Koliwada Andheri, the Dahi Handi was broken with a sharp spear, adhering to the age-old tradition rather than using hands. The festivities, which will continue until midnight, are accompanied by rhythmic music and large crowds cheering for the Govindas. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Jay Shah, the current Honorary Secretary of the BCCI, has been elected unopposed as the independent chair of the International Cricket Council. Jay Shah was the sole nominee for the chairmanship. He will assume his position on the 1st of December this year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's firm commitment to support early and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. 12 members, including George Kurian and Ravneet Singh Bittu of BJP and Abhishek Manu Singhvi of Congress, elected unopposed to Rajya Sabha. Nomination process for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ends. Scrutiny tomorrow. Student protesters clash with police at several places in Kolkata, demand resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over RG Card Medical College incident. Kerala government forms SIT to probe crimes against women in Malayalam film industry in the wake of the Justice Hema Committee report. Actor Mohanlal resigns as the president. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.